Hello, listeners. In my next podcast, I'm going to briefly discuss the role of the auditors. See, auditors play a crucial role in fraud detection and prevention within the organizations. Not entirely it is the responsibility of only fraud examiners or forensic accountants who come in to act in specific cases or after fraud has happened and all that one. But auditors are the ones who are there continuously with the organizations. And so they also can play a crucial role in fraud detection and prevention within the organization during the course of their audits. See, their main responsibility is no doubt to assess the financial records and statements of an organization to ensure their accuracy and compliance with accounting standards, etc. In the process, auditors are also should be alert for any indications of fraud or misuse of funds, or otherwise they will become they will also be dragged into court of law for negligence, professional negligence, or incompetency, or other related professional issues. So let us briefly discuss some of the key roles and activities of auditors in fraud detection. One is risk assessment. See, this is very frequently used coined phrase, risk assessment and assessment of risks in an organization, etc. See, auditors evaluate the internal control systems and identify any potential vulnerabilities to fraud. Auditors assess the risk factors and determine the likelihood and the impact of fraud occurring within the organization. So, the whole job of performing this one and the is risk assessment, and it and the methodology depends on the type of the organization, the activities of the organization, and the objectives of the organization. Next, testing of transactions. Auditors test a sample of transactions and examine supporting documents and evidence to verify their accuracy and validity. This includes analyzing invoices, analyzing receipts, contracts, and all other documents and evidence to detect any fraudulent activities. Okay, that is testing of transactions. Then fraud-specific procedures. Auditors perform specific procedures designed to detect fraud, such as evaluating the integrity and authenticity of financial documents, examining complex or unusual transactions, and reviewing journal entries and adjustments to identify any irregularities. So, this is what is called fraud-specific procedures, are also followed by the auditors in the to detect any frauds occurring in the organization. Data analysis. Auditors use data analytic techniques to analyze large volumes of data quickly and identify patterns or anomalies that may indicate fraudulent activity. This includes analyzing financial ratios, trends, and unusual relationships within the financial records. That is all is data analysis. Now, whistleblower hotline. See, whistleblowers are those who may be within the organization, outside the organization, related to the organization, or ex-employees of the organization, or vendors of the organization, or some disgruntled employees who blow the whistle of any wrongdoing by any person within the organization, whether it is management, co-workers, bosses, seniors, juniors, or whosoever it is, they will blow the whistle to the appropriate authorities or to the public about the wrongdoing or the whistleblowers. So, also there is a hotline. Normally, they are supposed to keep all the big organizations whereby the whistleblowers can, without identifying, or can give details of any wrongdoing. So, auditors may establish a confidential reporting mechanism such as this whistleblower hotline to encourage employees and all stakeholders concerned to report any suspected fraud or any irregularity committed, as I said before. So auditors are responsible for receiving and investigating the reported concerns and taking appropriate actions. Next is fraud awareness training. You see, having a big volume of policies and procedures about everything in the organization and internal controls is of no use unless there is also training from time to time. See, auditors educate employees and management about different types of fraud, what are their warning signs and preventive measures. They provide training on internal controls, ethical behavior and reporting mechanisms to promote a fraud-resistant culture within the organization. Reporting and recommendations. If auditors identify any evidence or indications of fraud, they are required to report. They are required to report the findings to the management or the authorities concerned, okay, and to the external stakeholders as per the need of reporting. The auditors may also provide recommendations for improving internal controls and minimizing the risk of fraud in the future. Thus, it is important to note that while auditors play an essential role in fraud detection, however, they cannot guarantee the detection of all frauds. Please note, auditors cannot guarantee the detection of all frauds. Fraud can be complex and sophisticated, and perpetrators may employ various methods to conceal their activities, and the perpetrators may be a single employee to a group of employees to the management, and so with hand in glove with any external parties. So therefore, organizations should not solely rely on auditors, but should also implement robust internal control systems, okay, comprising of internal audit and other methodologies to control on a regular real-time basis and establish a strong ethical culture to prevent and detect fraud effectively. Thus, in brief, we have discussed the auditor's role in risk assessment, testing of transactions, fraud-specific procedures, data analysis, whistleblower hotlines, fraud awareness training from time to time, reporting to the appropriate authorities or to the management. And so these are all will safeguard the auditors becoming a party if there is any big fraud occurring in the organization. So I am hopeful that this brief podcast is of some use to my listeners. So have a good day.